This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update. Colorado Springs. This is KRDO's afternoon news. It's 5 o'clock. The news now.
It's the stories everyone's talking about on KRDO News Radio. I'm Dan Koschel. Our top story, getting COVID-19 after vaccination, as Governor Polis updates the state. More on that story coming up, but first.
Well, it is a hazy day across southern Colorado. Air quality alerts in effect up and down the Front Range. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews. We'll talk about when these conditions improve coming up in just a few minutes.
80 degrees in Colorado Springs, 87 right now in Pueblo. It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. Public health recommendations because of the poor air quality. If you're finding it hard to breathe, it's because of the wildfire smoke that we have not seen the last couple of days because of the rain. Well, it's back, increasing the likelihood of respiratory systems in sensitive individuals. If you've got those breathing issues, you may want to stay indoors. This is in effect through the rest of the night tonight and into tomorrow morning. In other news, Governor Jared Polis provided an update on the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and recovery efforts. The governor spoke about the rise in cases to people who have already been vaccinated, but said you shouldn't be concerned.
When you look at the cases, it's you're going to see more cases among the unvaccinated. What you're finding is that those cases are not as significant. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, they're proving out as to function as advertised. They're somewhere in the 90 to 95% effective rate at preventing a case or infection, but even more effective at preventing hospitalizations and deaths.
The governor also said he will not order mandatory vaccinations as well as masks. He also said effective September 20th, the state will require that all unvaccinated state employees undergo twice weekly testing for COVID-19 until the transmission of the virus reaches a lower level. Have you noticed the a pain at the pump? Colorado Springs gas prices have risen $1.07 in some places per gallon the past week, averaging $3.54 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy daily survey of 246 stations in Colorado Springs. It's risen about a penny, I should say. Gas prices in Colorado Springs are 8 cents per gallon higher than they were a month ago and stand $1.12 higher than a year ago. And according to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest gas station in Colorado Springs priced at $3.29 a gallon today, while the most expensive was at $3.99, a difference of 70 cents per gallon. The lowest price in the state today, the lowest price in the state was $2.79 a gallon, while the highest was $4.19, a difference of $1.40. The national average for gasoline has risen 1 cent, averaging $3.16 a gallon today. The national average up about 3.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands at 98.2 cents per gallon higher than this time a year ago. The Colorado Springs Fire Department is reporting a busy weekend for rescuers. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
On Saturday, the fire department tweeted that it was performing a medical evaluation near Tunnel 1 on Gold Camp Road. They were able to bring the person to safety before heavy rains moved into the area. On Sunday, crews were called to the Cathedral Spires at Garden of the Gods Park to rescue a hiker who was stranded about 60 feet up. They were able to bring the hiker down without injuries. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News Radio.
And finally, comedian Kathy Griffin is revealing she has lung cancer. Michael Kastner reports.
She posted the news on Instagram saying she'll have surgery to remove half of her left lung. Griffin said it's stage one cancer and doctors are very optimistic. She added she's never smoked and she hopes to be back in the swing of things soon. Griffin finished her post with a plea for folks to undergo regular medical exams. I'm Michael Kastner.
Air quality alerts are in effect for parts of I-25 and the Eastern Plains for the duration of this evening. We do expect some improvements, although minor, to occur after 4 p.m. Some showers moving across the high country will also help to flush out the smoke at lower terrain areas. We also have flash flooding potential for parts of Taylor County and points west, so be mindful of that. A few strong to severe storms will be likely east of the interstate this evening, but most areas are drying out after 10 p.m., partly clear skies, temperatures in the 50s and 60s. We're back in the 70s and 80s on Tuesday, partly sunny for most of the day, and a few thunderstorms after 4 p.m. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.